I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. A bill to create a Vermont Ethics Commission to watchdog state government is losing some of its teeth. But backers of the original plan still feel the scaled-down approach is an important first step to help reduce conflicts of interest by public officials in Vermont. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
There's been a lot of interest in this legislation because Vermont is one of the few states in the country that do not have a formal ethics commission. The initial bill called for a fully staffed commission that would investigate potential cases of ethics violations. Windham Senator Jeanette White is the chairperson of the Senate Government Operations Committee. She says the price tag for the commission was too high in a tough budget year.
That ethics commission that was set up was going to cost about $650,000. We can't do that.
The scale-back plan calls for an executive director who will work half-time. White says this person will not investigate allegations, but can determine if a case should be forwarded to the Attorney General's office for further review.
So then we can see where are the issues that we think need more attention, maybe more education around what are violations of a code of ethics.
Washington Senator Anthony Polina is the lead sponsor of the Senate bill. He says he's disappointed that his proposal has been scaled back, but he says the new version is still a good start.
This allows us to set up a process where a number of independent voices will come together to watchdog ethics violations that may be taking place. So it's not the ideal structure that we started out with, but I think it's a really good first step.
And Polina wants the final version of the bill to include a provision that would prohibit all lawmakers and members of the executive branch from taking a job in their field of service for a period of 1 year.
What we find is that there are more and more questions being raised about the behavior of public officials and potential conflicts of interest. So we're not saying there's a lot of corruption, but we're saying there's a lot of valid questions being asked.
Polina says it's also important that the bill prohibit elected officials from receiving gifts or donations from companies that do business with the state. The full Senate could consider the legislation as early as next week. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.